I'm lucky enough to be born and raised in peace. Even though the violence war has been over for more than 40 years, but the consequences are still vividly present today, and the most devastating is the ocean's orange. I am standing here at the exhibit that covers the effects of the ocean's orange. Ocean's orange was a powerful mixture of chemical used by the US military during the Vietnam War to eliminate the forest cover. 400,000 people were killed as a result of ocean's orange exposure. 500,000 children were born with serious birth defects, and more than 2 million people are still suffering from the illnesses caused by ocean's orange. War are sorrowful as we know it, but what they leave behind are even more horrifying. Why do we have to stop more war? Why we have the power to stop them today? Children are our future. Let them only know of the words peace and love, not war.
Hey everybody, it's Sue from Sue Kim. We recently had a chance to sit down with Miss Korea 2018 to hear about her feeling after the Asian Boss interview. Let's take a listen.
Hey guys, it's Sue again. Hope you guys are all doing well. Today I'm gonna start my video saying thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for all your support and love for the past few days. I've been getting lots and lots of kind messages through DMs, through messages, through emails. Yeah, thank you so, so much. To be really honest with you, I don't know what I've actually done to deserve all these. Because I'm still just a normal girl who's 24 years old, still figuring it out what to do next in my life. So, yeah, it felt surreal to me to have someone saying that I was an inspiration to them and saying that my story encouraged them to be better. So, yeah, thank you for saying that. I don't know why I'm so nervous today. I don't know. I'm just overwhelmed with all the love and support that you guys have been sending me. It means a lot to me. Thank you again. Oh, what else? There were lots and lots of comments. And I do read them, guys. I know, like, I haven't had much time to, you know, write you back, but I do keep up with them. I do read them. I even take notes reading them. Some of the ideas were really good. Someone requested ASMR bokbang. So yeah, I might do that too. I think that's a great idea. I remember the comment of someone saying, oh, finding Korean comments here is like finding Nemo. So yeah, I do think my Korean viewers are a little confused about what's going on, because we had this like sudden influx of, you know, huge international subscribers coming into my channel. So yeah. So for my Korean viewers, 갑자기 이제 많은 그런 외국분들의 구독자나 이제 코멘트 때문에 놀라신 분들도 있을 텐데, 저번 주 주말, 저번 주 토요일에 Asian Boss라는 채널에서 인터뷰를 했었는데 그 인터뷰 영상이 올라왔어요. 그 채널은 아시아의 소식을 듣고 싶어하는 이제 외국분들이 많이 구독하는 그런 채널인데, 네, 거기서 제 인터뷰를 보고 타고 넘어오신 이제 구독자분들입니다. 네. 갑자기 많은 영어 코멘트 때문에 당황하셨다는 분도 계셔서 네, 그러실 필요 전혀 없습니다. 저는 앞으로도 한국말로 이렇게 진행을 할 겁니다. 네, 꼭 서브타이틀로 네, 달겠습니다. 그러니까요, 걱정하지 마시고요. 한국말로 코멘트 남겨주셔도 됩니다. My only ever goal like on YouTube was to reach just about like 5,000 subscribers in the beginning. Because I have, wait, what? When did I start my channel again? So I created my own channel this month, like beginning of this month, right? So it's been like what, 3 weeks? Right, yeah, 3 weeks. And at this moment, they were recording. We've reached, okay, let me check. Let's try to check. Yeah, 15,000 subscribers. I mean, to be exact, 15,290 subscribers. So, I don't know. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. These past few days has been. I have a mixed feeling. I mean. Feel like I should like stop talking. Yeah, if I continue speaking, I think I'm gonna cry again, and I don't want to cry again. So, and what else? So I'm still figuring it out how to use this YouTube Studio app, and there is this like analytic page, analytics, yeah, here. And then I see this huge difference in gender. So it says my total male viewers percentage is about 33.6%. It used to be zero. I remember that. I remember my producer over there, he used to like laugh at me all the time. He's like, you have zero male viewers, 100% all female viewers. But yeah, thank you for that too. I think it's more balanced now. So 33% male viewers and 66.4% of female viewers, yeah. Oh yeah, and then I also remember some comments, actually a lot of comments about me getting married soon, but no. No, that's not gonna happen any soon. So that vlog was about like I had a photo shoot for a bridal mag. So I had a photo shoot for a bridal magazine. So it was only for a, you know, that magazine photo shoot. I'm not actually getting married. So yeah, no, that's not gonna happen in any near future. I don't think so. Yeah. So yeah. Thank you guys all so much for all your support and love again. It really means a lot to me. So if you guys like this video, make sure to subscribe our channel, Asian Boss. Su Kim channel, and
130만
see you next time.
채널을 역시 15,000명 채널에서 이렇게 홍보하는 거예요. 대단한데? 오, 야, 우리가
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this video and make sure to follow our channel, Su Kim. And hope to see you guys again in my next video next Saturday. See ya!
Hello everyone, my name is Phat Ngoc Ha My and I just graduated from the Diplomatic Academy of Vietnam.
So hello everyone, my name is Tia Chang. I'm currently working as an editor and a reporter at VTV International, which is a television channel in Vietnam. I'm really happy to be here and thank you for supporting me.
Bonjour tout le monde, je m'appelle Phat Ngoc Ha My et j'ai fini mon étude à Diplomatique Académie du Vietnam.
Hola a todos, Mi nombre es Chang y ahora estoy trabajando como un editor y reportera en VTV Internacional, que es un canal de televisión en Vietnam. Y estoy muy feliz estar aquí en la competición. Gracias por apoyarme.
はじめまして、おはようございます。私はバンムゴクリンと申します。今年は23歳です。貿易大学の日本語学部を卒業していました。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。
大家好，我叫谢玄梅，今年我21岁，我正是外贸大学的大学生。今年来到越南选美比赛，我希望可以通过这次比赛可以积累更多的经验，完善自己。希望大家可以给我们选手更多的支持，谢谢大家。
Hey listeners, welcome to the Doers Podcast. I'm Taeyong Woo, your host.
Hi, my name is Soomin Kim. You can call me Soo, and I am Miss Korea 2018.
You started a YouTube channel.
Oh yeah.
How did that come about?
I created my own channel about 6 months ago, I think, to communicate closely with people and share more moments in my life with people. Mm-hmm. Because only 7 people get to work as Miss Korea every year, so people don't really know much about what we do. So I thought it would be a great outlet to show some of the things that we do. Mm-hmm. So I try to share more of my personal stories and experiences.
Mm-hmm. Where are most of your subscribers from? Do you know?
Okay, I saw the analytics. on the analytics. My number one subscribers are from the States, and then my second, Vietnam. Yeah.
Mm. Is there anything that you want to try on your YouTube channel that you haven't done yet?
If I get a chance, I would like to make my own talk and interview videos.
Like this?
Yeah.
Similar?
Yeah. And deliver stories of people around me. Because I personally learned a lot from the positive people around me. So I'd like to share their perspectives in life and experiences. Yeah.
So to the producer who's here and the
production
team who's listening and watching this, you know what she wants now.
Mm-hmm.
From some time, some moment on, you suddenly got a surge of Vietnamese subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened?
So that I collaborated with a YouTube channel called K-Trend. And they film videos of Korean people reacting to Vietnamese pop music. I filmed a reaction video of one of Vietnamese singer called Son Tung's. I think his song was called Hai Cha Chuan, meaning Give It To Me, featuring Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did a reaction video of that, and I also did a dance cover of that song.
I think I saw a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah. And thankfully, people in Vietnam liked it, and subscribe my channel also. So, yeah.
So that's how you suddenly got a huge chunk of another country to come subscribe.
Thank you for your likes and support, Vietnam.
If there is something, what do you think something that people misunderstand about you? Or maybe like just the Miss Korea title and the whole competition, the whole brand in general.
When you hear the word Miss Korea, what image comes up first?
I mean, it is a beauty pageant, right? So people who are selected by physical traits is a big part of the brand.
Right. So I think the common image that emerges is us contestants all dressed up in their sparkling evening gowns with a sash and a crown. So that's the strong media image of us, right? I personally met a lot of passionate, intelligent, talented contestants at the competition. But those traits are often ignored and understated, I think, because the media is so focused on the outer appearances. So, yeah, I wish there are more platforms that gives outlets for those contestants to share more of what they have and interact with people. So, yeah, that's my one wish.
Is there something that you think you gave up on the way to become, to do this?
I thought this two-year-long contract obligation would hold me back in the beginning. But as I started work as Miss Korea, I rather gained and learned a lot of things. But now that I'm looking back, titles comes with responsibilities, right? And I might have to live with this title for a long time. I won't be free from it. Whether it's good or bad, this title will sometimes, I mean, actually, oftentimes it comes before my names. So I have this pressure that I always have to consider the fact that I have this title, live up to these standards.
The expectations.
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say that it'll hold me back, mm-hmm. but it's something that I should think about and live with for a long time.
I wanted to ask you if you have any personal stories mm-hmm. from maybe even before the Miss Korea competition mm-hmm. that you kind of felt in your daily life, the standards that they, like society would try to hold you up to, and some maybe personal stories or struggles that you've had.
Growing up, I was always that big, tall girl. Even in the States, I often was called, that tall Asian girl.
Mm.
I try not to take that personally, but it somehow made me think that there's something wrong with me looking like this, right? Always. Because I didn't want to stand out. I just wanted to blend in, right? And I can't say that I fully overcame this.
Mm-hmm.
I still have this internal battle over my self-image, I would say, because I'm working in an industry where there's always something or someone reminding me that I'm not good enough. So it's hard to just stay as who you are in this industry. So I also have to continuously remind myself and try not to let others measure my worth and value. So yeah, I'm still working on that.
What's a compliment that you get that makes you happiest?
People telling me that my story was an inspiration, and they telling me that my stories made them feel better, warms my heart. I would even say rejuvenated reading those comments that they learned worthwhile messages through my stories. And the fact that I could positively affect people makes me feel really good.
Do you have any career goals that you have looking 5-10 years that you hope to pursue?
I used to get so overwhelmed mm-hmm. thinking what to do next. Because I think I should have this one clear path that I should go into. But I decided not to worry about it anymore
mm-hmm.
and just go with the flow. Because I think it gives me so much freedom and flexibility to try new things. So yeah, I'm going to explore more options that I have right now and give myself a little more time to decide on that.
This is not a recent thing. Mm-hmm. Like this, the body image, the standards, the beauty standards, it's really damaging to young, especially younger girls who all they want to do is blend in, right? Especially in their early teens mm-hmm. and teen years. So it's a struggle that everybody kind of has to go through mm-hmm. for some reason. So when we spoke last time, we were talking about setting an example mm-hmm. for other younger girls. And I think now that because many people look up to you with your title and the activities that you do, what kind of a standard do you want to set in place? And what kind of an example do you want to be?
I'm still working on this, but when I can, I wanted to create an environment where those young girls gather together and openly talk about the struggles that they have and mm-hmm. how these social standards are impacting us. And it's very difficult to organize these talks as Miss Korea because people tend to have two different views on Miss Korea. It's sad that sometimes my titles and things I do are considered degrading women. I don't know how I could to go about it and approach this issue as Miss Korea, and I'm still figuring it out. But that's something that I'm working on. And I wish that we could break some of the stereotypes of this job I have, Miss Korea, and do more things about it. It's hard to talk about this, but yes.
Would you recommend the experience to people who are maybe wondering if they can do it, if they're thinking about it?
Looking back, I would say my overall pageant experience was positive. I've got to experience various roles and jobs on the way and met so many people that I'm grateful for. But I wouldn't necessarily recommend this job to everyone. I think it's really depends on what you want to do, because there are things that you're not going to like. And when you make choices, there are always consequences, and it's your responsibility to deal with that. So I think I'm open to share my personal experiences, but I wouldn't just go ahead and saying, you should do this. Yeah.
It's not a job for everybody.
Yeah.
Younger girls in their college years who are looking to explore options after graduation, what would you tell them?
I would like to tell them that don't hesitate to challenge yourself. I think you learn so much from stepping out of your comfort zone and dealing with the challenges, with the uncomfortable environments. And I personally have grown a lot through it. Don't be so pressured to have this only one fixed employment goal in your life, I would say. Yeah. Would that be fair to say? Yeah.
Because that one spontaneous choice you made.
Yeah, that changed my entire life.
Before graduating college.
Yeah.
Really did change your life. So this is the final question, mm-hmm. and kind of a signature one that I always ask our guests who come. Mm-hmm. What do you want to be remembered as?
I wish I could be remembered as their 옆집 누나 and 언니.
Like a relatable neighborhood.
Yeah.
Neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Why is that?
I wish people look at me as like, if she can do it, then I can do it. Kind of thing.
Why is that important to you?
What about I end it in Korean? 사실, 미스 코리아지만, 결국에는 저도 사회 초년생이잖아요. 미스 코리아라는 타이틀로 인해서 사실 저는 아직 이만한데, 이렇게 크게 보이는 경향이 있는 것 같아요. 사실 그런 면들을 저는 더 보여주고 싶어요. 결국에는 정말 옆집 누나 같은 언니 같은 사람이다. 저 또한. 그래서 더 많은 사람들이 도전하는데 주저하지 않고 뭔가 저를 보고 아, 저 사람도 할 수 있으면 왜 나는 못해? 나도 할 수 있어 라는 그런 동기와 용기를 줄 수 있는 그런 사람이 되고 싶습니다. 네.
I just recorded an interview with Sue and very excited to release it because she spoke for an hour in English and I'm very excited to share that with you.
I was excited to share that because I made tons of mistakes. I struggled.
Hello everyone. Let me tell you who I am. I am a sophomore of Danang University of Economics. I love going to the university where I can learn abundant of knowledge and information. I always dream about doing the things to give back to the community and nurturing positive thinking. That dream is gradually becoming reality since I decided to join my national beauty pageant where I could be myself and show other people who I truly am. Winner got me a chance to represent Vietnam in Miss Grand International 2019. Through that, my voice is louder and stronger enough to influence others and help unfortunate people. Besides taking time pursuing my dream, I spent the rest of time for my family. I was born in the suburb of Guangdong Province, a peaceful place with a picturesque landscape and historic monuments. I love my hometown and the people here, who always been so amazingly brave and resilient going through the war years ago. How lucky I am in hurting on these precious spirits. Be yourself and bring more value to life. See you soon in Venezuela.
Can I please have some light, please? Because I wish to see everyone downstairs. Danny, can I have some light, please? Thank you. So, I'm gonna excuse myself to do Vietnamese first, and I'm gonna translate myself into English, okay? Because there's the press in here. So, trước tiên thì xin cho Vân được gửi lời chào đến tất cả các anh chị em báo đài, quý vị quan khách đang có mặt tại đây vào buổi trưa ngày hôm nay, lời chào trân trọng và thân thương nhất. Mới đó đã là 9 năm rồi. Thật ra đây là một cái hành trình nó không hề dễ dàng tí xíu nào, bởi vì mặc dù nó đã xảy qua 9 năm và có 1.840 em được cứu, nhưng mà cái giấc mơ lớn nhất của Vân và ekip vẫn luôn ấp ủ hàng ngày là làm như thế nào có thể cứu thêm được nhiều em bé bị mắc bệnh tim bẩm sinh nữa. Từ 2009, ở ngày đầu tiên mà Vân được mời làm đại sứ cho Quỹ Nhịp Tim Việt Nam, thì Vân không biết rằng là số phận của mình nó đã gắn liền trên một cái hành trình dài đến 9 năm như ngày hôm nay. Chắc chắn Vân không thể nào làm hết tất cả những cái công việc này nếu như không có những người cộng sự, những người đồng hành, những nhà bỏ hảo tâm, những nhà tài trợ, những anh chị em báo đài đã cùng đồng hành với Vân trong một chuyến hành trình rất dài này. Và năm nay cũng giống như là mỗi năm trước, mặc dù trái tim của Vân muốn nói rất là nhiều, nhưng mà đã đến lúc Vân nghĩ rằng là những hành động, những cử chỉ của mình nó sẽ nói một cái tiếng nói lớn hơn nữa. Cho nên một lần nữa thì Vân xin được gửi lời cảm ơn chân thật nhất từ trái tim Vân đến ekip của Studio 68 và ekip của Quỹ Nhịp Tim Việt Nam. Tất cả các bạn đã làm những chiến binh rất là dũng mạnh, đã tiếp sức cho Vân cho một cái hành trình rất là dài trong 9 năm qua. Xin cảm ơn ekip, xin cảm ơn những vị mạnh thường quân, những nhà tài trợ đã có mặt cùng hành trình suốt 9 năm qua và những nhà tài trợ mới trong năm nay nữa. Xin cảm ơn mọi người, cũng mong rằng là mọi người sẽ cùng đồng hành trong buổi gala vào 30 tháng 11 năm nay để chúng ta lại một lần nữa làm nên kỳ tích. Và cuối cùng là nói một chút xíu về đề tài năm nay, thì hồi nãy giờ tất cả mọi người cũng đã biết rồi, đó là máy bay giấy. Thì thực chất cái nhiệm vụ của máy bay giấy chỉ là phóng lên trên bầu trời để mang đến những cái ước mơ của các em để thành sự thật. Và đã có 1.840 em trong suốt 9 năm qua, và năm nay chúng tôi lại một lần nữa mong muốn không biết là bao nhiêu em nữa, nhưng mà chắc chắn rằng là càng nhiều em càng tốt. Và nếu mà không có sự đồng hành của quý vị thì chắc chắn cái điều đó nó sẽ không thành sự thật. Cho nên chúng ta mong rằng là ngày 30 tháng 11 tới đây, chúng ta lại một lần nữa nắm tay nhau để tạo nên một cơn bão lớn và thổi bùng đi tất cả các giấc mơ của các em. Rất mong là được gặp quý vị vào ngày 30 tháng 11 này. Cảm ơn. To keep it 3 minutes, right? I have so much on my heart when I start to talk about the projects, because it involves so many hearts together on this journey. And like I said, just a short brief that I became the Heartbeat Vietnam Ambassador in 2009. And it's amazing. It's been 9 years already. And for the first day, when I became this spokesperson, I didn't know that my fate is related to this project that 9 years passed by already. And on this amazing journey, I could not do anything. We could not have the success to save 1,840 kids without our team from Heartbeat Vietnam, from Studio 68, those warriors that worked day and night to make it happen for all the gala of the all 9 years. So it's the big thank you from me to all the volunteers and all the team from Heartbeat Vietnam to Studio 68. You are my great warrior. And also I would like to say thank you to our sponsors and our donors. Of course, like I said, I shared it to Red just now. I have the easiest job of all, you know, of all this. The only thing that I have done is to hold the flags and stay informed and disciplined so everybody can see the flags. And that is the most easiest job, because the donors and the sponsors, you all make the magic happens. So I would like to say thank you to all our sponsors and donors to all these years, and also welcome new donors and new sponsors to this amazing, magical journey of saving the kids. Okay, so this year theme, it's paper plane. It's never been busy to all of the years, because every time we came up something new, we're trying to impress all the guests that coming to our event, because we don't want to bore them. We want them to have fun. It's a place where everybody can get together, get to know each other, sharing memories, and together saving lives. So the paper lane have the message of carrying all the dreams of all the kids when they launched it, because we believe that every kid that is born to life already have one dream. But for us who have a healthy heart, which our dream is really big. We want to be success, we want to be famous, we want to be rich. But for the kids that have heart disease kids, heart disease problems, the dream is so simple. The dream is only to have a healthy life, to breathe normally, to play football. And that's what I have experience. And I mean, something so simple, but something so hard to achieve. And we have until now over 30,000 waiting list. And like Rat say, last year we searched and we already have 10,000 kids out there already waiting for making their dreams come true. So I never thought that dream is so hard to achieve, because for me, I fight a lot for my dreams. I work hard to whatever I believe in. But some dreams take years to make it happen. But I think that now we have the ability to turn those dreams into real. Then why not? Why not together? Why not make their dreams happen? Because it's so easy for us to help them to make their dreams come true. It is to have a healthy life. So right now we are gathering together on this gala event in November 30th. And once again, I do hope to see you all there with me, with our teams, and once again, launch all those dreams and make it happen. I see you all there. Thank you so much. That would be all it for me, right? I know that it's gonna be, I know that you guys have a lot of questions, so we're gonna do a Q&A questions for some of the press here.
Thưa quý vị, ngay bây giờ thì chúng ta sẽ cùng đến với phần đặt câu hỏi từ phía phóng viên.
Thì mình sẽ có những cái gì đặc biệt nhất để có thể mà gọi là khơi gợi tấm lòng của tất cả mọi người để tạo thành một cái cơn bão lớn nhờ cái sự kiện của mình.
Cảm ơn chị. This one is for me, right? So she was asking, what's so special of this year event? To entertain, to make people feeling the the awareness of how we all come together and donate. So I'm going to answer to that. Okay.
Dạ thì hồi nãy thì Vân cũng quên một chi tiết, đó là đặc biệt là năm nay thì chúng ta được rất là nhiều nhà tài trợ cũng
bảo trợ cho rất là nhiều những vật phẩm để đấu giá trực tiếp và đấu giá kín. Thì một trong những cái vật phẩm chính cho buổi gala năm nay á, đó là một tượng Phật Quan Âm được donate bởi Q Home. Thì tượng Phật Quan Âm, I'm talking about the statue, the masterpiece statue that we're gonna do live auction this year. À, đây là tượng Phật Quan Âm được bảo trợ bởi nhà tài trợ Q Home, và đây là một thiết kế của Lado, một nghệ sĩ người Tây Ban Nha. Và cái tượng Phật này là chỉ có 888 tượng Phật trên toàn thế giới thôi. Và đây là cái tượng Phật duy nhất đang có mặt tại Việt Nam. Và nó sẽ được mở ra đấu giá tại đêm gala cho Vết Sẹo Cuộc Đời. Ngoài cái tượng Phật này thì chúng ta còn có những chương trình về những cái mà nghệ thuật. Và những và bên cạnh đó thì lại có một chiếc xe VinFast cũng có tại một trong những vật phẩm đấu giá vào cái đêm gala đó. So we are talking about one of the masterpieces on live auction this year. This is donated by Q Home from the Spanish design Lado. So this one is a limited editions, and it only finds 888 pieces in the whole world. And in Vietnam, we only have one piece, and this one gonna be on live auctions at gala night on the 30th of November. Yes, beautiful piece.
Hello everyone, my name is Thuy Vân and my hometown is Saigon, located in a very beautiful country in Southeast Asia called Vietnam. My country has been through wars and tragedy, but it's all over now. And now, my country is one of the fastest growing economies in the world. It's a great honor for a 22-year-old girl like me to participate in Miss International 2015. I have never been to Japan before, but I know it's a very beautiful country. And Japanese are really, really nice. I am expecting to have so many great experiences and friends from all over the world. I have so many dreams in my life, and one of them is being in Miss International 2015. I always want to keep improving to be a great woman every day. Being successful with my career in the TV industry, I want to be able to help other women and inspire them. I want to give them love, hopes and dreams to make them believe that they can be whoever they want to be, to just believe in themselves. This is the first time that Vietnam has a competition to choose a representative for Miss International Beauty Pageant. It's put me under a lot of pressure to make my country proud, but no matter what, I will give my best to this competition. Wait for me, Miss International 2015. Understand you soon, it won't be long. Keep on, keep running.
Miss Grand, Vietnam.
We all live in an age and time that peace cannot be easily found. That bothers me a lot, because my country, Vietnam, has witnessed the horrors of war. We want the world to learn from our experience that war is a losing game for both sides. We only have one world, and that world is our home. Why live in division? Why can't we live in harmony of all the nation? With love and understanding, there will be a genuine peace in the world. So let us start that peace tonight. May I ask all of you to please stand? Please stand. Look and smile person beside you, and please say, peace be with you. Thank you.
Miss World Vietnam 2019.
I am currently a student, major in International Business Economics from Hanoi Foreign Trade University, one of the top universities in Vietnam. I was born and grew up in Cao Bang, a mountainous province in the northeast of Vietnam. Being a homeland to many spectacular landscapes and colorful ethnic cultures, Cao Bang has been attracting tourists by the fantastic and majestic beauty of the fairyland capped by streaks of white clouds. Favored by nature, with almost 90% of this land is forests, limestone mountains, rivers and valleys, my hometown would offer you various amazing sceneries almost everywhere. The precious crown of Miss World Vietnam 2019 got me the opportunity of having my dreams come true, making my 19 a remarkable milestone. I would use that title to increase the awareness of volunteering to give back to the community and help those less fortunate than us. I believe that beauty, humanity, and knowledge will not only make you a better version of yourself, but also connect you to others and make the world a better place to live in. See you in London, England, Miss World 2019!
Thực ra khi mà vừa mới đăng quang Miss World Việt Nam 2019 thì Linh cũng đã có ý định là sẽ trở lại Cao Bằng để thực hiện dự án nhân ái, bởi vì Linh biết là quê hương mình là một tỉnh rất là nghèo và còn rất nhiều nơi người dân thực sự cần sự giúp đỡ của mình. Bây giờ đoạn đường của mình làm được đến đâu? Bà nghĩ là trong bao nhiêu lâu nữa thì sẽ xong con đường ạ?
Ôi rồi, chẳng biết đâu.
Khi mà Linh đến với Lũng Liều thì ngay kể cả ngày nắng thôi cũng đã đi lại rất là khó, chứ đừng nói đến là ngày mưa. Khi mà ngày mưa thì chắc chắn là mọi người ở trên này sẽ bị cô lập và họ không thể đưa nhu yếu phẩm lên để phục vụ cuộc sống hàng ngày. Trẻ em ở đây đi học rất là khó khăn, các em phải đi bộ đường dài mà không phải là những con đường bằng phẳng mà toàn là những con đường đất đá. Vì vậy là mình đã quyết định cùng với ekip xây một con đường ước mơ cho không chỉ trẻ em ở trên Lũng Liều mà còn cho người dân, để họ có thể có một cuộc sống tốt đẹp hơn.
Không làm được cái đường đi thì đi khó khăn lắm. Làm thế nào được cháu ơi?
Thực ra là em với ekip đã đi khảo sát 6 địa điểm khác. Nhưng mà thực sự khi mà đến với Lũng Liều thì thấy cuộc sống của người dân ở đây rất là khó khăn. Em nghĩ là chính vì con đường này mà dẫn đến sự nghèo khổ và khó khăn của họ. Thế nên là em đã quyết định chọn con đường này để làm. Nhưng mấy quay không nói không nổi nữa.
Ngày xưa khó khăn thì các cô phải men theo bờ đá, là có lối đi nhỏ thôi, xong là gập ghềnh lắm, xong là các cô đi xuống là không bước được, phải là đi vừa giật lùi ấy. Xong là có cô là mà lộn cổ xuống đây xuống dưới chỗ bờ dãy của họ ấy, đấy, lộn vòng thế này.
Không biết là đếm được là bao nhiêu vòng, nhưng mà cũng đi chừng khoảng mười mấy mét thế này thôi. Đợi các cô đến dắt tay lên là người bẩn hết rồi, ngày hôm sau là phải tím cả một bên mông.
Trên này nếu như mà muốn làm được các thứ là bê nước từ dưới lên. Trên này có mỗi mấy tép nước thôi mà thỉnh thoảng nó còn cạn cơ. Cháu thấy ở trên trường học là có mấy cái tép nước, là có nước mưa đây, nước giải cái
này lấy.
Nhưng mà hôm nọ em làm đường ấy là mọi người cũng bê nước từ đây, từ dưới kia, xong rồi đổ vào cái tép nước trên kia để làm đường từ trên xuống. Con đường này thì không chỉ có sự nỗ lực của Linh và cả ekip mà còn là sự đóng góp của chính những người dân trên Lũng Liều, Lũng Lạ. Vận chuyển vật tư lên Lũng Liều chủ yếu là bằng sức người và mỗi kg vận chuyển lên sẽ đáng giá 3.000 đồng. Vì vậy các bạn ơi, hãy đóng góp thật nhiều cái 3.000 cho những người dân Lũng Liều có thể có được một con đường đẹp hơn và an toàn hơn nha.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In this talent session, there's no doubt that our judges did and will enjoy many mesmerizing performances from other candidates, and I guess that they are maybe more exciting than my speech. But with my desire to introduce my beloved hometown to as many people as possible, I couldn't come up with a better time to do so. So let's look at the screen to see what Cao Bang has to offer. As you might know, I was born and raised in Cao Bang, a northeastern land of our country, which is famous for tourist attractions and historical sites. Recently, Cao Bang was rewarded as the second UNESCO Global Geopark in Vietnam after Ha Giang, and we are genuinely proud of that. However, today, I want to present a different Cao Bang as a heartland of communist revolution in Vietnam, because that was make me feel most proud of my town. First off, I want to take you to Bac Bo, where Uncle Ho first returned after 30 years abroad, finding a way to liberate our nation. Apart from being a significant historical site, this place has a heavenly view. Secondly, I want to take you to Chanung Dao Forest, where General Võ Nguyên Giáp founded Vietnam Propaganda Liberation Army in 1944 with 34 soldiers. Last but not least, well, you may have seen this picture numerous times, haven't you? Please remember, this is the Northeastern Border Campaign in 1950 in Cao Bang. The three sites I've just presented are all recognized significant national relics in Cao Bang. They are all affirm my country's and as well as my hometown's patriotism and his heroic tradition. If you're interested in history and want to find out more about our nation's history, please come to Cao Bang. You will be able to visit many historical sites and tourist attractions, as well as discover more about our unique culture in terms of cuisine, fashion, and craftwork. Oh my God, there are so many things I want to tell you about my hometown, but the time is limited. So please come and visit Cao Bang once in your lifetime, and I promise you won't be disappointed. Thank you.
The landscapes in your video are incredible. And you actually live in those mountains.
Yeah.
How is it to live there?
Well, actually living in a mountainous area is cool, so cool, in terms of both weather and how I feel living there.
Yes.
Every day I wake up hearing the sound of life outside of my window. Unlike the city, where you can hear so many noise and so many traffic jam, mm-hmm. In my mountainous area, I can hear, every morning I can hear the breeze blowing through the trees, some birds singing some occasional songs, some kids playing outside in the field, and sometimes even the dogs barking. I feel so grateful that I was born there. And I think growing up in a mountainous area where the hustle and bustle just don't exist, I think it shapes my lifestyle. I always take things easy, always look on the bright side, and yeah, stress is often kept at bay. But it doesn't make me less ambitious than any other girl. I tried and studied so hard to earn a spot in the top economic university in Vietnam. And beside that, I also join a fashion club at school and join an NGO to volunteer, do campaigns and projects to help those who are in need and do some and to solve some environmental and social problems.
Oh, that's great. And
thank
now,
you.
What about your beauty with purpose?
Well, my beauty with a purpose is building road, connecting dreams with the aim to build a proper road for the people living in the remote mountainous area. You know, I moved to Hanoi City, which is our capital, to study my bachelor degree. And being in such a huge metropolis makes me realize the huge difference between my place and the city. And that makes me want to do something to somehow change my hometown, no matter how big or how small it is. And I finally come up with the idea of building a proper road to connect the two poorest, villages in my hometown with the outside world. I have been fundraising across my nation and received massive support, both financially and mentally, and I am so grateful for their help. And finally, I built them a road to improve connectivity first, and then I hope that other better things like access to education, healthcare, and amenities would come along. And after this project, I realized that happiness comes easily. Happiness is when I can reach out to the underprivileged, listen to them and help them and provide something that they really need, and see the smiles on the children's faces and hear them laugh so loudly. Even when I'm sitting here in London, my fundraising hasn't stopped. I have been fundraising to continue doing some other projects to help those who are in need.
Perfect, Vietnam. I think you're going to achieve so much. You're being very busy.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And our next contestant is Cambodia, but she doesn't have...
Hey, everybody. It's Stephen from Asia Boss. When it comes to beauty standards, it doesn't get much stricter than South Korea, where any female weighing over 110 pounds, regardless of her height, is considered by many to be chubby. So could you even imagine how beautiful and thin you must be in order to win the title of Miss Korea? We recently had a chance to sit down with Miss Korea 2018 to hear all about her journey. Spoiler alert, it's not all glitz and glamour. Let's take a listen. Thank you for sitting down with us.
Oh, thank you for having me here today.
For the viewers that might not be familiar with who you are, mm-hmm. Do you want to just like briefly introduce yourself?
My name is Soomin Kim. I am 24 years old and currently Miss Korea 2018.
Which technically makes you the most beautiful woman in Korea. Does that sound fair?
But yeah. Okay. I guess it hasn't sunk in yet. I still don't really feel like I'm entitled to this title.
When people have that certain expectation mm-hmm. of you, does that, I don't know, stress you out?
I have to act and behave in a certain way, in a certain manner, with a certain posture. We took classes during the camp. How to walk and how to improve your posture and everything. And then people will ask me, could you just like walk around like Miss Korea? And I'm just like, okay, let me try. And I just have to, you know, walk on my heels like that. But
I see.
Yeah, I'm still not that good at it.
Let's go right back to where it all started. Mm-hmm. Prior to, you know, applying for the competition, what was your impression of Miss Korea as a beauty pageant?
Back when I was young, like it was on a national TV channel and everyone would talk about it. It was such a big deal. Like we would like have the Olympics and everything, and all the Miss Korea would like promoting the event. And it was like, yeah, it was a big deal back in the days.
Can you go out to the street and mm-hmm. everybody will recognize you at this point?
No, it's not like that anymore. Nowadays, I think Miss Korea is more of like something to have on your resume. Something that would make you different from other applicants for any job.
Why did you decide to enter the competition?
I guess it all happened in my last semester of senior year in college. At that point, I already decided to come back to Korea and start my career. So I was updating my resume and looking for some open positions in the news media because that was what I was into and I wanted to be a news reporter. During that process, I think I saw it on the news saying the application for the Miss Korea 2018 competition is closing soon. I don't know what exactly I was thinking, but I just wanted to do something new, like something challenging.
But you must have had a certain degree of confidence that if you applied, you probably had a reasonable chance of getting somewhere.
I thought maybe at least I would pass the regional preliminary.
And did your family share that level of optimism?
I mean, my mom was very supportive, but then my dad was really against it in the beginning. He was like, well, that wasn't something that you're going for. I mean, your major is what again, Sue? Like international business, right? I thought you were gonna like definitely go into, you know, marketing or banking industry. He was just really confused, like why do you like all of a sudden, you know, have to enter the pageant? You know, I can't like picture yourself, you know, being in a bikini and walking around on the stage. I don't think I could like, you know, take that because he's really conservative.
How did you explain it to him?
Trying something new, something fun and something that I never thought that I would be doing. And my dad's like, okay. As long as you say so, I just don't want you to get like hurt.
Did you hear back from them saying, yep, you're past the...
Yeah. And you get like a text message that you got in. And they'll give you a whole info about your, you know, next rounds.
What was it like when you showed up?
I mean, there were like over 80 girls, I remember. They were all so tall and so pretty. And I lost all my confidence. And I was like, am I going to really make it, right?
This is a regional preliminary.
Yes, yeah. Everyone was so competitive. And they were like so ready for this. They were so prepared for everything and all the interviews and everything. And a lot of girls were majoring in modeling or acting, like from that industry, so they knew what was going on in this, you know, competition. There was always me being laughed at, and all the judges were like, oh, Sue, you're not supposed to walk that way. So everyone thought, like, she's not here to win. She's like probably here for, you know, some like experience. Everyone knew that. I didn't have much pressure to win.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, right. So I wasn't really nervous on the stage. I think that was a plus for me. I think interviews, like personal interviews, counted a lot to our score. Let's say one of the questions we had during the camp was, what do you think of swimsuit competition?
So they asked you that question.
Yes. What do you think of other people thinking that it is a way of, you know, objectifying women? A lot of contestants were like panic, right? Oh my God, how am I supposed to answer? I said, I personally was really put off by the idea of walking around the stage in a bikini. And that was the furthest thing in my mind that I would do. But I try to, you know, think in a positive way. If this is something that I can't avoid and I have to face it, then I have to, you know, change my attitude and my thoughts, right?
So yeah. Out of the 80 regional contestants.
Yeah, 25 right? gets in. And we have this like a month long, like a preparation time. After that, we have regional, like a state competition, and then they pick top three.
So I guess you're through to the main round,
mm-hmm.
and now it's getting more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like at that point, how are you feeling?
So once you make it to top three in the regional preliminary, you get to go to the national competition. You have to go through this 1 month long camp with the 50 other contestants from all different provinces in Korea. But this camp was on another level. On a day one, like they would go through like all of our bags and checking like if we have any stuff that were like banned in the camp, like chocolates and candies. And like, and that wasn't the worst part. We we weren't allowed to go to the bathroom alone.
What? Why not?
I don't know why. I mean, they try to explain like they had been like there have been cases that some of the contestants would go to the bathroom alone and pass out alone. So now we all have to go to the bathroom together with the security guards. Every time I would just have to like, you know, raise my hands like I really need to go to the bathroom. And then the manager would be like asking other contestants, is there anyone else who wants to go to the bathroom? And if there's none, I have to wait for like, you know, another 2 hours to go to the bathroom.
It's like back in kindergarten or something.
You have to be with the security guards in the bathroom with you and just like, oh my God, this is crazy.
And after a month, you're like, oh, thank God, I'm just out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what happened?
Then we'll have this on stage competition and they pick top 15 and top 15 to top 7. I remember me being so calm and I didn't care much anymore. I was just like, it's okay. I can go home now and I eat good food and be with the family. That's what I was thinking. And then they called my name.
As the
winner of Miss Korea.
Wow. Did it hit you though? Did it register?
It didn't really. I didn't prepare the speech. So okay. Obviously, so I was just like, okay, what am I supposed to say? I literally just said, oh my God, this crown is so heavy. It was so heavy. And then on the news, it was saying like, yeah, like she feels burden or pressure, you know, to be in this position.
So they try to package it
nicely. Okay.
You are probably one of the more controversial winners in the pageant. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, I'll take that.
What was the public's reaction when the winner was announced?
I mean, there were good comments, but also there were some negative comments saying that she's not pretty enough to represent Korea and she's too fat to be Miss Korea.
What would be considered skinny by Korean standard? How tall are you right now?
173 centimeters.
So you're 173, mm-hmm. and in order for you to be considered like acceptably skinny in Korean society, what would you have to be?
47 and 48 kilograms.
In proportion to what?
Proportion to like over my height.
Is that even possible?
I guess that's possible. And then people are all like people are used to seeing those, you know, models and those weights on the internet. And when they hear my weight saying like I am 58.9 kilograms, oh my gosh, she's close to 60. How can this overweight girl can be Miss Korean representing Korean beauty, right? A lot of fat shaming was going on. And I remember me being super hurt and crying in the beginning because I didn't know how to deal with these comments because it was my first time getting negative comments online.
What was the worst mean comments that you got that you just like, what the hell? what is wrong with you people?
Yeah, they were like, how did she win? She probably, you know, bribed the judges. She probably is like a daughter of some, you know, famous, like a politicians or something.
They were mentioning all these connections.
Yeah, something like that.
How do you deal with that kind of pressure?
At some point, it really made me insecure because you're constantly being, you know, criticized and saying that you're ugly and fat. I know I'm not fat and ugly. But when you hear those things constantly, you just lose all your confidence and you don't want to be social anymore. And then you always have this pressure that you always have to look perfect.
How did your parents handle that? Because your dad's been saying from day one, it's like, you're gonna get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
How did he react?
I think he just pretended he didn't see anything and he wouldn't talk about it. But I know, like I heard from my mom saying like he, you know, go through all those comments and he's the one who's like, it's been getting really hurt. Oh, I think I'm gonna cry. So it felt really bad for my parents to look at all that and hear all that. And that was a time when I, you know, regretted the most participating in this pageant competition.
Where do you think this ridiculous beauty standard comes from?
I personally feel like it's from immensely photo-edited images that we see on our social media. And then we see these celebrities, you know, showing off their weights, saying they weigh this much and they look pretty. It somehow, you know, subconsciously make us feel that that is the ideal weight and ideal body. And I've seen a lot of girls who put a lot of effort to just lose weight, even if they don't have to.
Is it still the case in current society?
It is. It is. And I once was like that too, right? So I know how that feels, to feel that pressure to conform to this beauty standard. It is culturally okay to judge other people's look and talk about other people's look here in Korea. I mean, working in this industry now, like I would constantly hear, you know, comments about my looks all the time that I would never hear back in the States. And it's taken as, you know, someone, you know, taking care of you, you know, they're
looking out for you.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's just very hard to, you know, be you in this social setting.
How has winning the competition changed your life? Mm-hmm. And like, what do you want to be doing now?
A lot of activities that we do after winning the crown includes giving back to the community. So we do a lot of community services and we become like spokesperson for different campaigns with different cause. It really made me think that I should use my platform, you know, as Miss Korea to redefine what means to be beautiful and add more diversity to our beauty standards.
What do you want to tell those girls who look up to you and just want to be just like you?
I wish like me being on the stage and being on the screen could make other young girls to think that they're not fat at all weighing this weight. I wish it could also motivate other young girls to be confident in their body and accept the way they look and maybe participate the pageant, the next pageant. Yeah, so that's what I want to do. I want to set that healthy standards on stage for better body confidence.
Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name is Minh Thu. I'm representing Vietnam in Miss Supra National 2018. Warmest greeting from Ho Chi Minh City, my hometown, to audience all over the world. Today, I want to share with you a part of my life.
Tôi sinh ra và lớn lên tại thành phố Hồ Chí Minh, một trong những thành phố xinh đẹp và hiện đại nhất Việt Nam. Là một công dân của thành phố năng động, nên tôi sống độc lập tại một căn hộ nhỏ. Vốn là người rất yêu động vật, nên đừng ngạc nhiên khi người bạn thân của tôi chính là chú chó này. Tôi luôn mang tỏn theo bất cứ đâu có thể, vì nó thích được chở đi khắp mọi nơi, đặc biệt là mấy khu chợ, nơi có những con người rất dễ mến và thân thiện. Ở đất nước tôi, chó và mèo là những loài động vật rất được yêu thích. Nó trở thành bạn và là thú cưng của rất nhiều gia đình, dù giàu hay nghèo, thành thị hay nông thôn. Tôi may mắn khi có công việc ổn định trong ngành giải trí. Xuất thân từ nghề người mẫu, tôi đã có nhiều cơ hội được trình diễn, làm việc với những thương hiệu lớn, nhà thiết kế hàng đầu trong nước và quốc tế. Nó cũng giúp tôi tận dụng được nhiều kinh nghiệm để trở thành huấn luyện viên The Face Việt Nam hay Next Top Model châu Á. Ngoài ra, tôi còn thử kinh doanh nho nhỏ với hai sản phẩm là đồ bơi và kính áp tròng. Mặc dù làm việc trong ngành giải trí khá lâu, nhưng đời sống thường nhật của tôi cũng giống như hàng triệu thanh niên trẻ khác. Thế hệ chúng tôi sinh trưởng trong một gia đình bình thường, có lý tưởng, có hoài bão và cùng nhau phát triển sự nghiệp giữa thời đại mà đất nước thanh bình và tươi đẹp. Tôi thích chạy xe máy, lê la những góc phố, những con đường ở Sài Gòn, gặp gỡ bạn bè, cà phê vỉa hè, và thỉnh thoảng có nhiều hoạt động cho cộng đồng. Bạn biết đấy, dù Việt Nam nói chung cũng như thành phố Hồ Chí Minh nói riêng đang là những cái tên tiêu biểu cho sự chuyển mình vượt bậc của những quốc gia đang phát triển trên thế giới, nhưng ở quê hương tôi cũng có rất nhiều trẻ em, người già, người khuyết tật, những người chịu di chứng hậu quả nặng nề của chiến tranh để lại, nên tôi cũng dành thời gian cho việc giúp đỡ họ. Tất nhiên, một mình tôi sẽ không thể nào làm được những dự án cho cộng đồng hiệu quả. Nhưng thật may mắn khi tôi có được những người bạn, những người hâm mộ, có cùng nhiệt huyết nên sẵn sàng chung tay cùng tôi thực hiện nhiều dự án đóng góp cho cộng đồng. Nếu bạn muốn, hãy tìm đến quỹ The Dreamer để tham gia cùng tôi nhé. Khi được bổ nhiệm chính thức trở thành đại diện Việt Nam dự thi Hoa hậu siêu quốc gia 2018, tôi rất vui và tự hào vì mơ ước được tham gia một cuộc thi nhan sắc tầm quốc tế của mình đã trở thành sự thật. Tôi muốn mang đến cuộc thi hình ảnh một đại diện Việt Nam hiện đại, cá tính và thân thiện. Đó cũng là cách tôi thể hiện thông điệp về sự đoàn kết thế giới, sự trang hòa giữa các quốc gia thông qua hình ảnh đại diện của người phụ nữ Việt Nam chân thành, tự tin và có hoài bão.
I hope you enjoyed this video and get to know a little bit about me. Thank you so much and see you soon in Poland. I'm Minh Thu and I'm from Vietnam.
I'm 19 years old and currently a sophomore student of MIT University. So I will be representing Vietnam in Miss International 2019.
I'm a girl in Generation Z, the generation born completely within the technological age and are the most open-minded generation today.
Các bạn cùng sang makeup và làm tóc luôn nhé.
As a beauty blogger, I love sharing beauty and health tips with other people. I'm also an actress and a photo model. 2019 marks an important milestone in my life. For the first time, I stepped out of my comfort zone and challenged myself in a national beauty pageant. I worked hard, practiced hard, and walked out on stage, conquering my fear. My hard work has paid off as I was the winner and entitled as Miss International Vietnam 2019. I find myself so lucky and blessed that I had a chance to explore and prove myself. I'm passionate about discovering new cultures, new traditions, new ways of enjoying life to the fullest. Learning is a strong reason why I love to travel. I want to experience something unfamiliar and live with the new skills or knowledge. And for even more colorful life, I also make time for reading books. I read somewhere that we don't get to choose how we're born, but we get to choose how we live. And I did make my choice. Caring the unfortunate people, earning more knowledge, and telling other people about my Vietnam, my culture. I believe that sincerity makes the world better, and Miss International is an opportunity for me to learn, to take, to give, and to be a better version of myself. I'm Tuong San, your Miss International Vietnam 2019.
A lot of challenges and chance to open my horizon. Now I more mature, more confident and independent. And all of them bring me here, the journey to Miss Universe Vietnam 2019.
Hello everyone, my name is Pina, I'm 21 years old, and I'm currently a student at University of Technology Sydney. First of all, I think I'm joining this competition for all the crew is the same, but I believe what would be different, which is I try to be more confident, like coming all the way back here from Sydney, Australia, to join this competition, so I had to try more, like 10 more times with the other girls. So I think that the thing that different between me and them, and I believe I can do it. I'm sure I can do it. Please support me, guys.
Hi guys, my name is Thuy Vân and I'm 26 years old, come from Ho Chi Minh City, and I'm representing myself in Miss Universe Vietnam 2019. And I apologize for my face now because I just came out from the interview room and I cried a lot. So forgive me for my makeup, but now is my social Q&A. I think the very first challenge is when I was 12 years old and I have to choose between being a fighter for Taekwondo. I was a professional fighter for Taekwondo. Oh, continue studying. And I finally did choose to study English because I think it's good better for my futures, and also that's what my parents want as well. And I love music more than anything. So my career in life at that moment I chose is I want to be a singer later. So this is the first challenge. And from that moment on, I always have to face with a lot of hard choices and challenges to mostly overcome myself, overcome my fears, and how to become a good person, and I would be able to help other people around me. And I think that each and every one of us every day, that we have to deal with hard choices to be a good person and to have a warm heart and to feel for other people. And that's the challenge that every day we have to face with.
Xin chào mọi người. Hello everyone. My name is Kai. Today I'm here with the Miss World Vietnam 2019 candidates, and today we're gonna talk about a topic called friend zone or best friend from the opposite sex. But before we start, I will let them introduce themselves from this side over.
Hello guys. My name is Mi An. I'm 20 years old, and my number is 411.
My name is Nguyễn Hà Kiều Loan, and you can call me Luna for short. I'm 90 years old, and my number is 053. I come from Quảng province.
Hello everyone, my name is Luân Thị Linh, and my number is 481, and I'm from Cao Bằng.
Hello everyone, my name is Trần Mỹ Ngọc, I'm 19 years old. I come from Đồng Tháp. You can call me Mia, and my candidate is 089.
So today we're going to talk about a topic that is pretty close to a lot of people's heart, friend zone. But I mean, the thing is, there's two things about friend zone. The first one is that you either friend zone another person or you get friend zoned it. What would the situation be for you guys over here? Have you ever been in a friend zone?
I have friends and we learn together as high school. I think we don't can become a friend zone because we are often learn, often study, play sports, shopping. We do a lot of things together. But I have one friend and he has girlfriends. We don't want to fall in love together.
That would not be good. Or like people getting friend zone. Do you think it's?
Well, I think cancer kills your body, but friend zone kills your soul.
That's a good way to put it. What do you guys think about that? Yes. So if you're not in a friend zone, which means, have you ever had like crushes on people? and then you're like crush. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I had crush before, but I never say it to him. Oh. So he doesn't know it.
And then what if they go and then have like a different, like have a boy, a girlfriend? You be sad?
A little bit, but then I will find another crush.
I see. How about you guys? Do you ever been in like situation like that?
I have friends. We do everything together. Right. We share or we talk anything. I learn together. So that's the reason why I don't want to lose him. And so I keep it in myself and I don't say to him.
Wait, so you like that person, but
yeah.
you friend zone that person because
yeah.
you like him?
Just a little, because I don't want to lose him. He's so the kind person.
People say the friend can become a lover, but a lover never become a friend.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever fallen in love? Like truly fallen in love?
You guys would be lying if you say no. Yeah.
What is that love like? Because like when you're like, say, 18, 19, 20, people are like, oh, that's not love. It's just like
kids.
Some kind of kids
yeah.
love.
Yes.
What's your opinion on that? Is that kids love or like,
well,
do you feel like that emotion is like justified, like it's mature enough?
I think it's true at that time, but yeah, it's not mature.
It's not mature.
No. I have this one experience with my best friend in the same gender. Well, she had a crush on a boy.
Oh yeah.
And that she told the boy. And after that, the boy denied it.
Oh,
and she's like, oh my god, I'm gonna die because he doesn't like me. She went through depression for about 3 days, and after 3 days,
wow.
she has another crush.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So we're reaching close to the end of like this talk. So if you have any like advice for anyone who is falling in love, having crushes, or like just fall out of love, say it to them. What's your, you know, have advice for them would be?
Yeah. Love more. You have. We should love more because love is our life. No love, no life.
Yeah.
You?
Well, I think my advice is don't change yourself because of anyone. Be yourself.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So I guess this is the end of the talk. It's had been a very tough, you know,
topic
to talk about. Yeah, thank you. So, as cheering, I'm gonna give you each of you a rose. You know,
wow.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And you know, the roses make me feel like I wanna sing a song.
Yeah.
A love song.
So as long as I ever love you, you have it all in you. You look so beautiful in white.
You've been so beautiful in white and
yes.
black.
Thank
you for being
thank
here.
You. Thank you.
And this wraps up the end. Remember to support them on, you know, the Miss World Vietnam fan page. And
don't forget to support us.
And that's the end of our talk. Thank you for being here and speaking in English. It has been a challenge, not what you do daily. But they did great, and support them on the Miss World Vietnam fan page. That's the end. I'm out. Bye.
See you later.
Xin được giới thiệu tới quý vị siêu mẫu Luca. Did you have some Vietnamese food yet?
Well, last night, my lovely baby take me out to dinner. You know what she take me to eat?
What?
Chinese food.
Oh, that's great.
Bởi vì là ngày hôm qua là em phải quay hình. Mày ơn cho quay hình nó có mỗi đồ tàu.
Hay thật kìa. Đi về Việt Nam ăn đồ tàu. Và nãy em kể trong đó nó có một cái người đàn ông đã từng làm cho em buồn á. Người đó làm công việc gì?
Cũng là trong showbiz luôn à, là một ca sĩ à.
Ex-boyfriend is a singer.
Was that you? singer, right?
I wish.
You told me you're a singer. It's not him, right?
How can it be him? How can it be?
No, it's impossible.
Just look at the collar. It's impossible. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Now, his color is
him. Single.
Oh yeah.
Thật sự thì người cũ á, chỉ trong vòng 2 tháng sau khi chia tay là em đã quên rồi.
Đúng rồi.
Quên hẳn luôn. Và người ta có chủ động như thế nào thì cái tình cảm của em là không còn nữa.
Mặc dù cái thời gian mà chị có một cái thời mối quan hệ nó không dài 2 năm như em, nhưng mà cũng cheating giống như em.
How can people cheat on this such beautiful woman? How can?
Oh my God. To make us stronger.
No, I think là vẫn là may mắn hơn. Ít ra có cái trải nghiệm đấy còn hơn là ế, đúng không ạ?
Okay, you know what, everybody, move to Thailand. I find you all boyfriend.
Ah, yes, yes. She's introduced Philippe and Chuck for me. Yeah, she has many six packs.
Yeah, fly to Thailand.
We all go to Thailand.
Are they men?
Well. I don't know, you know, Thai men so difficult now.
Anh nghĩ rằng một chàng trai mà khi mà hướng về Việt Nam như thế này, nghĩ rằng anh ấy chưa bao giờ cảm thấy được complete khi anh ấy ở bên Âu, thì anh nghĩ là có thể anh ấy đang rất là cô đơn. Thật sự đến đây kiếm một mà nửa còn lại của mình. Anh luôn luôn giữ niềm tin cho cô gái của anh, đã là anh ấy còn độc thân.
I like what you said, and I think it's true because a lot of Westerners, when they live in their own country, sometimes they looking for something and they fall in love with Asia and Asian women because we're sweet and we're gentle. Well, some of us are. I'm not, but you know. But they're sweet and gentle and they take care of their man. You know, so for now, I'm going to say you're single.
Okay. Xin giới thiệu với mọi người nha. Đây là thạc sĩ về kiến trúc nha các anh chị. Rất giỏi du học ở nước ngoài mới về.
He's taken. This good, this rich and educated and smart. No way he's single. He's taken. For sure.
Maybe.
Anh Nam là kiến trúc sư đúng không ạ? Và em có cái nhà mới mua đó, đang được thiết kế.
Anh có cái kiến trúc nào thông minh mà nhớ có discount chứ?
Ở discount nhá. Cái này là cho mình discount. Hy vọng là anh sẽ
bẩn theo Giang. Sao lại bẩn như thế? Em định đoạt cuộc đời người ta bằng cái discount của đời nhà em à?
Ba của tôi.
Không biết ạ. Bây giờ ba cái này khác gì ba cái này đâu. Chị lấy em lấy ba này, chị lấy ba cái này đi.
Ừ kệ em ba.
Hay là đồ lại cho ba cái này à. Rồi.
Hai chị em vụ dành đồ hàng nữa thiệt á. Lo chỗ đi kìa. Em bao nhiêu tuổi rồi nhờ?
Dạ hôm nay em 27 à.
27 là đẹp lắm rồi. Tuổi quá đẹp.
Sao tụi mình lố luôn rồi em.
28.
Ờ chị 30 đó.
Không, hai em là dạng ế nó khác. Đó. Không sao, mình sẽ trở lại với hai em sau, sẽ có tập dành cho Tóc Tiên, em yên tâm.
Ồ, nhớ nha, em sẽ tham gia.
Tóc Tiên tham gia nha.
Dạ.
Đóng xem người ấy là ai, mùa 2, lúc 21 giờ thứ 6 hàng tuần trên kênh Vi Giải Trí.